The most fun in the morning. Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
This is the Lou and Steve Show. That's Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo. We're here Mondays, 5:30 p.m. on WVOX. Call in number 914-636-0110. Though we are filled with callers, so let's get to business. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Larry.
Great. How you doing?
Good, good. Well, briefly, I'd just like to say that if you're 65 or older, you should be exempt from school taxes.
Because, I agree.
You paid it for like a good 40 years,
sure.
And there's no need to continue it. It's like 60% of your tax bill.
Yes.
Also, they ought to install video cameras or Zoom cameras in each classroom because you're paying for these teachers, and you know they have a lot of power, and they're creating a lot of little communists. You know, with the critical race theory.
Yes.
Yeah, they've been teaching the critical race theory, which is child abuse, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I agree. Your valuation of CRT, it's a vicious, ugly doctrine. I think it spreads more hatred than solves the problem.
Yep.
And I agree with you completely. It's a devalued bunch of bunkum. And I think it should be discouraged and maybe made illegal. But that's going to take the attention of our legislators. And they're too busy doing we don't know what.
If they're going to spend this money on CRT research and teach these kids, why don't they bring vocational shops back to school system? Let these kids get an education for when they get out of school, they can find a job. And then 10, 15 years down the road, there won't be less people on the public dole. You know, one hand washes the other here.
And also, Larry, Lou, we know there is a shortage of certain skills. I would say not of college professors, though I'm willing to be
plumbers,
corrected. But there's a shortage of plumbers, electricians, tradespeople.
Everything is computers now. You need people to fix them.
Welders.
They're making a fortune, those guys.
Of course. And what egg-headed intellectual thinks those jobs are not worthy or not worthy? Yeah, the ones who don't want to spend too much. on repairs, like all of us, but those are worthy jobs. You want it done safely and clean, and that's the answer. And I think the answer to Lou's point, Larry, is that we have to have an education system that reacts to the market. Right now, we've got a delay of about 5 years. I guess labor contracts or other political conditions have to occur before we start releasing more, shop teachers into the market. It's not a system that works. I like the idea of vouchers. I like the idea of school choice. I don't think we have to do away with public employee unions. I'm not a maximalist here, Larry, but how do we get a handle on this subject?
We got to start screening. Now, before I run out of time, you know, and I hold on this, last week I didn't even get a chance to get on, and I held for 20 minutes.
Good. Well, you called in. Well, you reached us early. Good. Thank you.
All right. So I want to bring to the attention to the public this scam that I think is going on, and it's disgraceful that it's endorsed by cities. It's called renewable energy. I'll read you the first paragraph of a letter from Yonkers.
Please, right? get fast, because we got two behind you fast.
Yeah, it has Spano's stamp on it and everything else. It says, the city of Yonkers is participating in a community energy program known as Westchester Power. Westchester Power provides residents with a default electricity supply that is 100% renewable. Now, the bottom line to this is that it's 20% higher than the Con Edison bill.
Yes.
And what they did was they sent out a mailing that looks like junk mail, so most people threw it out. And you have the option to opt out. But most people don't even know this is going on, and they're being switched without these people even knowing about it.
Not surprised.
It should be the other way around. You should be able to opt in, not opt out.
Good point.
So I just want to give the phone number to anybody who wants to opt out of this.
Okay, Larry.
It's 914-242-4725. Call that number and tell them you want nothing to do with this.
And how is this mail headed? How is the mail headed? Is it from a utility or government?
It looks like junk mail.
Yep.
Is there a website that people can contact to, Larry?
It doesn't have any website, but I called and opted out. I'm down in Florida having my mail forwarded.
Good.
If you don't do it by February 9th, they automatically enroll you in this.
Of course.
There was an article in the newspaper. It's going to cost you 20% more.
Perfect scam.
Or electric.
Larry, good point. Thanks.
Good point.
I'll keep an eye out for it. Thanks for the warning.
Great job, Larry.
Enjoy the sun. Enjoy all that solar energy, Larry. All right. This is the Steve Mayo and Lou Feliciano show here on WVOX. On to our next caller.
Vince. Hey, guys. How you doing? This is Vince.
Hey, Vince. As you can tell, we maybe limit yourself to one or two favorite subjects, please.
Okay. A couple quick things. On the heading of the kind of times we're in, a world-renowned Swiss photographer, an older gentleman, was walking in Paris the other night, slipped on a sidewalk, fell down, got injured, could not move or speak well. He laid on the sidewalk for 9 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Because everybody thought he was one of the legion of homeless populating the streets of Paris.
Incredible.
He died of hypothermia.
Is okay, that true? What a horrible story.
Wow.
Second quick thing. Mahatma Gandhi was very enamored of a Christian hymn, the name of which I can't remember. But on Republic Day, which was every year since 1948, India celebrated independence, they would honor Mahatma Gandhi for leading India to freedom with nonviolence and always played this hymn.
Yes.
Indian government got rid of it in an effort now to stamp out remnants of colonialism. Okay, now, in terms of where we are, I support the ideas of unions.
Yes.
Unions are a good idea. If we leave everything into the hands of the mischievous administration as led by politicians and others,
yes,
workers are in trouble. However, the government has ceded all power to the unions.
Yes.
If you want to control teachers, there's a way to do it. If you want to get rid of bad teachers, yeah, it takes work, but you can do it. If you want to control the problems in the schools, yeah, not easy. But you can do it. They don't want to do the hard work. Famous quote from Mayor Bloomberg when I was a union delegate.
Yeah.
If I had my way, I would fire half the teachers and double the class size for the remaining half. That's your great anti-union Mayor Bloomberg,
right,
who destroyed public education in New York.
Vince,
this is where we are, guys.
Vince. A great starting point, a hard one, a difficult one. Thanks for the warning. We'll be careful for all knowing and simple one-stroke solutions, but I think we have to confront the failure of public education, and I'm a graduate myself. Thanks for the call, Vince. As always, very perceptive. Let's go to our next caller, Mitch.
Steve.
So many subjects. Mitch, so many subjects, so little time.
Just one subject, Steve. I'm disappointed in you. The problem, as you started to show, isn't that the meters didn't take your quarters. That's not the problem.
What is the
Steve.
Problem?
The problem is that at 7 p.m., why do you have to put money in a meter?
This was before 7 p.m.
That is the problem.
Okay. Well,
that's what I said before,
well,
Mitch.
Mitch, this was before 7, but, you know, no, there are limitations to meters. That would be reasonable. But here, Mitch, I have no choice. I'm forced to pay for this meter. There's no other space. What do I do?
No, but Steve, there's no limitation here in New Rochelle. It's 12 o'clock, those meters. I go to Manhattan. You've been to Manhattan. 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, the meters end.
No, yes. These meters are working. Sorry. This is the library parking lot.
No. Steve.
Stop saying Manhattan. My name, Mitch. I know my name. Hit me.
In Manhattan, the meters end at 6 or 7 o'clock.
So let's limit the hours of operation. I think that's reasonable.
But that's the problem, my friend. Not that you couldn't put a quarter in. You shouldn't have to put a quarter in.
Mitch, I'm dumb. I got a quarter in my hand. I wanna make my old fogey argument to the school board. I'm a taxpayer. I don't have kids in there for 10 years. Let me be able to stop by, register my protest. But your point is valid. Mitch, if you want to stay over, please keep on over the break. This is the Lou and Steve Show here on WVX, where we entertain great calls from great listeners like Mitch. And you, too, if you call 914-636-0110. Steve and Lou will be right back. week. This is the Stephen Luce Show here on WVOX, Mondays at 5:30. We've been talking to Mitch. You still there, Mitch?
Yeah, I am.
So your point is valid. I think it's a good cause. What about the teachers' union? You have an opinion on that?
Well, here's my opinion about schools in general. I hear what you're saying, that you want maybe to give some options. But the problem I find with charter schools, two problems, Steve. One is that they teach to the test. You know, they know the test means something.
Yes.
Instead of giving someone a well-rounded education, they have the teachers focus solely on that test.
Good point.
And that, the second thing is, the three of us are products of public school. You know, when we went to school, they have to accept everybody.
Yep.
Charter schools sometimes get to pick and choose who gets into that school.
No doubt.
So they're getting the cream of the pot there, and that's why they sometimes do better.
Well, I think it's a valid point. I think a lot of it is self-selection, or you might say curated selection, because the parents who want to get their kids into charter schools, and I know a lot of satisfied parents and kids, they work hard at getting the kids in line onto lists or into lotteries. I agree with you, Mitch. It's not perfectly Democratic or Republican, but it is a way for helping your kid who is failing in a big school. I don't think charter schools are the answer for everybody. I think they're, like you say, it's a good choice, one of many choices.
Well, you know, the thing that we should have here in New Rochelle, they have an alternative high school, for instance.
Right.
And that's for kids who are struggling at the other high school. For many years, the principal was, I just forgot his name.
Yeah, Mitch, we got other calls. I just want to let you do your point.
But that might be the option, right?
Right.
You know, try that, something like that. Listen, have a good evening.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you,
Mitch. And I think alternative schools are good. I think the one-stop solution for New Rochelle would be to simply take our behemoth high school, Mitch Lou, which at least until recently was the largest high school in Westchester County, break it up, had 5,000, 4,000 students, break it up into two or three parts. That alone would increase the teacher and administrative supervision of students, the access and the attention devoted to each student. I think it's just a matter of math or human nature. Let's go to our next caller. Lou, hello, John.
Steve, John Carl, how are you?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. Now, you guys are talking about vocational schools and vocational classes. That's all great, but if these kids don't take basic math, you can't do that. You can't do the trades.
I agree.
Especially my trade, the carpentry.
Yes.
I mean, I can teach you everything you want to know about carpentry in 6 months, but it takes a lifetime to learn how to use the tools.
Yes.
It's the same thing with a golfer. You know, these guys go out on the course, but they know it takes a lifetime to learn how to use that. Yeah, you know, the clubs.
Yeah, but Carl, and let me ask you a question here. John, let me ask you a question here. If you had shops like you're a carpenter yourself, he could, when a guy gets out of high school, he has enough qualified to be an apprentice. Or whatever. You're not going to start and go right, get your book right away. You start as an apprentice or whatever like that. It gives a person a chance for development where there was no chances before.
So that means when I put them on as an apprentice, I have to retrain them right from day one. Because what they teach them in vocational
I agree.
It's not what I want you to do in the field.
Of course.
First of all, the first thing is I want you to show up not at 8 o'clock. I want you there at 7:30, and I don't want to hear any reason why you're late. And that's the biggest problem to overcome today.
I believe it.
Yeah. It is.
Point made,
and,
John. What do you think the solution is? You're saying at least say trade training after primary school? Is there a role for it?
Go and join the union. I mean, I joined the union back in the 60s. I still carry my book, okay? But, you know, there's a lot of kids that are going to college that are doing nothing. They get out of college and doing nothing. There's a terrible shortage of plumbers, electricians. There's a shortage of everything. Actually, a lot of the good carpenters now are coming from South America.
Yes, I've noticed.
Especially the Salvadorians, because there's a lot of specialty woods down there, and they learn how to do that. When you come from Mexico, you learn the wet trades.
Yeah.
Pretty much that's the way it goes.
That's great insight. I didn't know that.
And there's, Like my son had one kid that was hanging around his house. My son was doing something down in his shop, and the kid started helping my son. And before you know it, he wanted to be a cabinet maker. Now this is a kid that had a degree in, you know, biology or something. And
there's
he's not a biologist anymore. Now he's got a cabinet job.
Point made, John. Thank you for the call. Please call again and often. This has been the Lou and Steve Show here, Mayo and Feliciano on WVOX 1460 AM. Lou, I hope next week we continue talking about local issues and maybe a little intrusion. Joel, sorry for not including you this week, and I hope we get to voter suppression next week, Lou. I got a special take on that.
Joel, call up early next week.
Call early for sure. And everybody have a great, safe week.
God bless. Great job, Steve. As always,
thank you.
Nikki, great job behind the glass, as always.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Chuck.
God bless everybody. We'll see everybody next week.
Thank you, WVOX. See you next time.